Hi, this is Richard Edelman, and you're listening to The Trust Makers.
Hi, I'm Smith Areddy, a global client leader here at Edelman. Today, I'm joined by Jacqueline Ruel, a vice president and head of brand at Papa John. After spending her career at marketing agencies, Jacqueline took her talents in-house at Papa John's in 2022. Since joining, she's worked on innovating the pizza delivery chain's brand marketing while maintaining a loyal customer base around the world. Jacqueline, welcome to the Trustmakers.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. Papa John's is a brand that we all love here. And you're fresh in the role, 18 months. Right before the podcast, we discovered that we've actually worked together when you were agency side. You're such an interesting story because, Jacqueline, you've been always on the agency side coming into a brand, a storied brand. Papa John's, how's the transition been so far?
It's been great. And, you know, it hasn't come without its own set of hurdles of just being in a different place and on a different side of the fence, if you will, from agency side. But I do think there's a lot of things that agencies train you for that have actually been quite applicable, especially in QSR pizza. There's a good pace about our business. You know, we strive to follow a pretty aggressive innovation timeline, which keeps things really interesting. And I think from the marketplace standpoint, it's quite one that changes almost every given day. And so we're always chasing the trends of the customer and kind of what they're buying and shopping for. So I think that I thrived on a fast pace at the agency. So I'm glad to say that I still get to bring a similar agility and kind of nimble nature to the work. And then I think simultaneously, there is a new part of the business acumen that I've been able to learn. And by the way, I'm still learning. Like 18 months sounds like a long time, but there's still so much to learn. You know, we're both franchise and corporate operated. So it's almost like we have two businesses inside same walls. And I think what's been nice is when you're agency side, I find you only are as smart as the client that leads you on their business or as much as you can ingest yourself, right? Which takes a lot of time if you're working across a lot of brands. And so I think there's been a wonderful opportunity for me to sharpen just an overarching business acumen, being inside the brand and understanding the inner workings of how the pizza category flows day in and day out, how we work to make money as Papa John's. And so that's been interesting. I never want to stop learning. So it's fed my learning appetite for the past 18 months, for sure.
I think that's so interesting, like the fast-paced nature. It almost defied your expectations. And so what was the appeal for Papa John's for you? You've worked on a lot of different brands before. We've collabed on some CPG brands before.
Yeah.
You know, what sort of drew you into Papa John's?
I like to tell this story because it was a little funny. I jumped on with a recruiter and it was one of those things where he hadn't yet revealed who the brand was. And I was kind of like, listen, I need you to say who the brand is because we will either continue this conversation or we won't, right? Like I'd always had an itch to go brand side, but it had to have been the right brand with the right type of opportunity. And so it was this very quick moment of which he said, Papa John's, pause. Can I keep going? And in a matter of seconds in my mind, the things that clicked through my mind were on a transition, probably a big door for opportunity. Like those all hold true today. And it took a big leap into innovation and it's really like doubled and tripled down into the future of pizza. But I also think the door that opened up for the opportunity to provoke change inside the brand. So I think something that I always look for in my career is, can I be met with a situation where challenge meets opportunity, right? And certainly it was a moment where the brand has been challenged. They were on an incredible turnaround. The leadership team was quite young. Our marketing and digital leadership team to this day is 3 years young. So I'm on one of the younger sides, but that to me spoke to a huge opportunity where I could come and create impact and provoke change and ultimately put a bit of a stamp on the brand in helping to chart the next 5 to 10 years and helping to reshape how this brand shows up in the world.
It's such an interesting time for you to join. And I loved what you said about what attracted you to the role was this idea of a brand and transformation. And some people might really be turned off or not wanting to take on that challenge. So tell me a little bit more about the transformation. What were some of the challenges that you had to take on with the younger marketing leadership team? And is it hard to sort of implement change at the pace that you want to?
I think anybody that wants to be a change maker and provoke change, there's always a level of difficulty. I think what's important is very quickly understanding who are the constituents that you need to bring along, and then how do you do that? And, you know, it took a minute for me to figure out, okay, who are the people day to day that I'm going to influence in these walls that I need to over communicate with and bring along the journey? Cause like, you can't come in and just start like whacking out the old and bringing in the new. Like, it takes time. I had to take time to understand what was going on here and how the brand was functioning and how the business was operating. And I think that was a good learning for me to slow down a little bit, honestly, cause I think when you take on a new client at the agency, you're tasked with speed. And it's like, how quickly can you help them? How quickly can you get up to speed? How quickly can you get new work and market? And I think I found myself having to temper my usual need for speed. And I kept being reminded, they were like, no, just like take a minute and understand. So it was good for people to have those pulse checks with me along the way, just to make sure, because there's a lot to wrap your head around here in a good way, right? There's just dimensions of the business that then therefore, once I can start to unpack them, then I can understand where can we make change first. I'm always a big believer in getting in and getting a quick win, no matter where you go, right? Kind of show people what the potential is that you can do and then build on that. So I think out of the gates, there was an incredible opportunity. And kind of what they were looking for, someone that had spent some time agency side to just push on the work itself. So I oversee all of the advertising, creative, and content. So to come in and just like, where could I help to elevate the creative? Were we kind of playing in a table stakes lane? And were there things that we could start to plus up or think about differently? And honestly, having been on the other side, just become a little bit closer and a better partner to the agency partners, so that we could bring them along to try and work towards a little bit more of like that breakthrough bar. The brands very thoughtfully had built an incredible brand over, you know, we're going on 40 years of the brand. And so there was a lot of great equity that it's not worth throwing out. And so they had gone founder led, come out of a crisis. They were very much food led. And I'm like, how can we maintain the food, maintain the crave, but start to seep some of that fandom back in? Because at the end of the day, we sell a product that's universally beloved. Arguably, people love pizza, a food that you eat more than anything else. We don't really feel the same way about burgers and chicken. And so you don't have to like necessarily fix the product. People are already in love with what you sell. We're not in a category, no offense, I love the insurance category. People aren't like salivating over insurance, right? So you don't have to fix that part of it, but we have to fix the way in which we're bringing it to life. And so that felt like eking in some of the fandom, bringing some of the humanity into the brand felt like some early things that I could grab onto and just start to push in the right direction to show a little bit of change out of the gate.
I love that notion of fandom and building it. And you sort of picked up on it, but I wanted to kind of dive into it a little bit more. Legacy brand, 40 years, pizza is a very popular category. You need to build fandom. What's your approach to audiences and Gen Z, and how are you guys starting to do that? Love to hear a little bit more on how you're starting to build that fandom, especially with younger audiences.
Every day we could like boil the ocean of pizza lovers, right? Yeah. Because it is like, it is a universal audience. And so I think for a long time, the brand was speaking quite universally. And we know today, more personalization, more one-to-one is where these brands are winning. And I'm speaking in kind of macro when I say that. But I think the opportunity was, how can we just get a little bit more intimate with our customers? And part of that came with, as we spoke about transition earlier, we got a new CMO about 10 months ago, but we've been working diligently with our new partners to just get a little maniacal, as I like to say, on the audiences that we're reaching and the audiences that we want to affect a little bit more. Something interesting to state, which is a tad bit obvious, but when we say it, it's kind of like, oh yeah, you know, pizza used to be what I call the delivery OG. You grow up, you got the magnet on the fridge. Like, besides that, in your local Chinese food restaurant, like, let's date everyone back to way, way long ago, you couldn't get much delivered into your home. And so we dominated that space. And I think a lot of what we're pivoting toward is like the democratization of delivery. And especially with that Gen Z audience, that younger audience, where everything is at the power of their thumbs. Whether it's a DoorDash or an Uber Eats or Grubhub, like they can get anything they want for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, mealtime occasion, delivered into their home. And so it creates a new competitive landscape for us coming on the other side of COVID, understanding the habits of consumers, understanding that they're not as delivery oriented as maybe they were in the height of COVID. They're kind of balancing back out again. And so we need to adjust the way in which we're speaking and adapting back to, I want to say normal. I don't know what's normal anymore, right? But like those behaviors, and therefore, what are the subsegments of our audience? We speak hardcore to millennial moms and dads. They're a core audience for us through and through. But what we know we can't miss is that next generation, that Gen Z audience that we want to grow up with our pizza. So as they move on in their lives and as they become parents, they're remembering that, you know, core memory unlocked that Papa John's is their pizza of choice, and they start to pass that down. So I think to answer your question more pointedly about what are we doing, like we're trying a lot of things. Like we're trying a lot of new things, and we're kind of provoking some new tactics into the ecosystem of how we reach these customers. Knowing that they're hardcore following influencers, they're getting all their news and their information and their recommendations from the social feed. I'm not saying anything that isn't obvious these days, but pivoting the way we think about where we're dropping new products, how we're speaking to these audiences, and who are we partnering with that helps to be an extended brand megaphone to reach them where they are.
It's interesting. I think, you know, you raised something that is so poignant, right? Papa John's, to me, the core memory is college, for sure, 100%. And now in a world where you can get anything delivered from any cuisine of your choice to your dry cleaning, what is that delivery experience? So have you done a lot in terms of that delivery experience to stand out? Or how do you fight that battle of the delivery options are everywhere and pizza was the OG, you're in a competitive space. How do you stand out then?
Listen, I think we are constantly optimizing on the delivery experience every single day. It is a concerted effort from our operations teams, our boots on the ground, the actual store managers, delivery drivers, everything about that experience, we need to continue to hold on a pedestal so we rise above and we remain best in class. And I think what we're working toward is just reminder strategies that help to get consumers to remember that they should order from us. They should order from us direct. I spent some time working in the travel industry. It makes me think when the travel category was fighting so hard against the OTAs of the world, and a lot of the airlines and hotels launched like these buy direct campaigns. You know, I was surfing for a hotel myself the other day, and I was even seeing more benefits of buying direct on their site. And so I think part of our opportunity is just to continue to elevate the direct from Papa John's experience. And the more that we can encourage people to download the app, and to become part of our Papa Rewards loyalty family. We're 30 million strong in our loyalty database, which is incredible, but how do we continue to grow that? But how do we also continue to grow the frequency inside that 30 million that keeps them coming back for more?
Exactly. Like, how do you kind of find that sort of space to do that is always going to be the challenge. So we have obviously been studying Gen Z at Edelman through our trust research. And I think what we are also seeing, and I'm sure you're seeing this as well, when it comes to Gen Z, that idea of the purchase funnel, right? What you communicate all the way up till the end of that funnel, and that's the sort of end goal, is sort of been inverted or much more linear. Nearly 80% of people say they discover more about a brand after they purchase it. And then that is actually what builds loyalty over time. So how do you guys think about building loyalty, right? And, you know, you're going through the delivery experience, but is there a loop that you guys are looking at as well around keeping fans coming back and engaged?
One of my very early on partners in crime, as I like to say here, is Lisa Hallam, who leads our loyalty program. I think it's one of those things where it feels like the intrinsic loop, right? Like, loyalty is brand and brand is loyalty. There's a reason why these people have signed up, 30 million strong, to be part of our program and to come back for more. Now, are they 30 million strong on every given day? No, but I think that's our job to keep them energized and engaged and kind of influenced. What we think about when building loyalty is trying to tap into them even when maybe there's not a pizza moment, top of mind, which is the relevancy game at best, right? And I know when we think a lot about Gen Z, it's like, if you're not relevant to them right now, it's just like they're gone. It's wallpaper. You know, they've just skated right past you. And so I think a lot of what we are trying to sharpen and evolve for the brand, which is kind of this next journey that we're on, is what are the things, what are the passion points our customers care about beyond the moment at which they decide they're going to order pizza? Also, hopefully it's pizza from us. I think we can all think about when craving pizza, like a very hunger jolting, visceral reaction. And so we want to own that moment for Papa John's, but we also know that every single day is not going to be pizza day. So how do we start to show up in ways that amplify or extend or elevate in a way their day to day? So we've been doing a lot of deep diving and exploration into, as we map these audiences, what do they care about? Are there experiences we could be bringing them with the loyalty program? Are there things that we could become a part of in pop culture that really gets them going, as I like to say? I always look at who's the latest and greatest brands that Gen Zers are saying are doing it right. You know, who's the top 10 to 20? And it's very evident, and we kind of all know this, having studied as marketers, it's the brands that are entering their lives, not in a disruptive way, like, oh, why are they all of a sudden showing up in this video game? It doesn't make sense. In a very thoughtful or utility way that makes something better about their day-to-day life. And I think pizza has a lot to prove there. There's a lot to just be said about what pizza does to improve someone's life, right? And I think as we start to work towards what those passion points are, I think you're going to see more of us just really starting to gain more of, but also maybe gain back a little bit of relevancy for the brand. I think that's one of our mountains to climb, is become relevant in the eyes and the day-to-day lives of our customers.
I, for one, can say that pizza has certainly improved my life. So yeah, I'm in
how can it not?
Where it's actually been made my life a lot better. So sort of shifting over to building cultural relevancy, you talked about influencers. What's your approach with influencers? Like, what sort of is the type of influencer that's worked really hard for you when you're thinking about building your brand strategy?
I love influencers. I love when they're done right, what they can do to jolt a brand, right? Whether it's all the way down to the bottom line for sales or just lifting that cachet because you partner with someone that makes sense. Here's what I especially love about the influencers we've been working for. I talk about it in this framework of anecdotal ambassadorship. And what I mean by that is the people that we've been affiliating ourselves with have an anecdotal reason for being a part of their brand. They have a story of growing up with the brand. They're currently eating it now. They maybe used to be a driver for Papa John's. All walks of life that have had our brand in their lives. And I think very notably, as part of the brand turnaround, we've partnered with Shaquille O'Neal, who has been an incredible asset to the brand. And oh, by the way, we happen to have a Papa John's adjacent to the LSU campus where he went to college on our pizza. That was his college pizza of choice. And when we launch the Shaq-a-roni every year, it's the pizza he ate. It's extra cheese and extra pepperoni. We're not just making it up and stamping a person on the backs of the brand, which obviously is doable with the right amount of money. You can kind of invest in anyone that you want to be a mouthpiece for the brand. But we look for the people that have some sort of prior brand connection. And it's not to say that we won't evolve that over time, but that has been really intentional. Over the past year, we struck gold a little bit being able to work with the Kelsey family and Jason and Kylie specifically. But the reason why we started working with them is that Jason, very notably in his Amazon documentary, there's a scene in the documentary where he's standing at his island in the kitchen with his brother, eating a slice of pizza out of a box of Papa John's pizza, which was wild because we didn't know that was going to happen. But it's moments like that where we're like, you know what? We reach out to the family. They order us at least once a week. They're already participating with our brand. So how do we take that and elevate it to the next level? And so on any given day, there are a number of people that reach out with talent that could work for our brand. And my number one question is, what do they know about our brand? What do they love about our brand? What is a story that they have about our brand? And what's their order? And not everybody has it, right? But I think the ones that are doing Friday night pizza night with their children, or they grew up on this because it's what their mom and dad serve them, that just takes us to this much more kind of, and I sometimes hate to use the word authentic, but we'll use in this, it's like that more authentic cross section of where our brand meets someone with influence. And it's like, it strikes the right balance where it's not going to come off to the fan base of like, oh, you just went and got the coolest new influencer. We actually have a story now to tell together. And so that has been a really big focus.
I love that for any brand to think about. I think that's so smart because when we think about influencer, I always say there's a risk too of the space becoming inauthentic. And right. I actually didn't know that part about the Kelseys and the documentary. I did see the documentary. I didn't notice that piece. Shaq partnership, I definitely am aware of that story and how long that's been running and how much you all do together. And I think it just really is like a part of their lives. And people feel that. People get that, right? And I think we always talk about authenticity is an overused word in our industry. But when you know that someone is already bought into your product, they have a memory and it's like exists in their life, then it just can kind of bring you to new heights in terms of what that looks like. And I saw Jason and Kylie talking about the banana peppers on their pizza. Like you can't really fake that, right? If you don't love the product and the brand. So yeah, super fascinating and interesting. So what do you guys have coming up next? I heard that you're shooting some stuff in LA that's probably a bit different. Can you give us a little bit of a teaser about what's next?
I don't want to give it all away. I will definitely say, stay tuned. You will see something big and bold and breakthrough coming out on the scene from Papa John's. But I like to use the word elevate. As I mentioned earlier in our conversation, there is incredible equity in this brand. It was built on the backs of a cornerstone statement, better ingredients, better pizza, that still is alive and well in the brand today. And we're going to look to bring that to the forefront a little bit stronger. We're going to emphasize more and demonstrate what that means. And I think with that, given that we're headed on this new journey, I think we have to show an evolution of the brand. And I think we have to modernize it in a way. We want to stretch down and get that younger customer. So to bring a little bit of a youthful edge, something that's a little bit more hip than where we've been. It's no shame in the history. It's just like we kind of going to catch up to where culture is today. And so it's going to be differentiating. And we hope that it creates a breakthrough moment in the category as well. There's a lot of different category tropes that we can find ourselves falling into. It's a big price game. It's a big couponing war day in and day out. But the more that we can emphasize the premium nature of what our brand stands for, we believe it's going to take us to the next level.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so one last question, because you brought it up and I have to know. Yeah. What's a pizza moment for you?
I often subscribe to the Friday night pizza moment. I'm not going to lie. It's like, I'm the millennial that grew up on that. But you know what I feel? I feel like pizza is a great unifier. So I think my friends all get to bask in the glory of me now working on a pizza brand. But I love when I can order pizza and it brings people together. I love being at the front end of that decision. I don't know that there's ever been a time when the unanimous decision is to order pizza and anyone is truly upset about it. So I love it being kind of the hero of a group gathering. Oh, by the way, the garlic sauce, may it never go away.
Yeah, that garlic sauce it's lethal. It's so good. All right. It was so good to see you, Jacqueline. Thank you again for diving into some of the fun stuff that's happening at Papa John's. That's all the time we have for today. But to our listeners, thank you for listening to the Trustmakers. And Jacqueline, thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning into The Trustmakers, an Edelman podcast in partnership with Advertising Week, where we speak with leaders and other trust builders across institutions. See you next time.